This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Well, good morning, America. Good morning. I've been thinking long and hard about how to get some verbiage through a proper intro for this radio show for Gun Owners News Hour. I'm just about there. Now I've got to find the voice. It's not going to be mine. I get sort of tired hearing myself, but stay tuned. If only for that. If only for that 20-second sound bite. Okay, I'm going to come at you from a very heavy angle today, and this is simply because after much observation, part of being an effective talk host is knowing when not to talk, and so I've been doing a lot of watching, a lot of listening, and I'm not thrilled, and I'm not surprised. Wars, especially civil wars, are horrendous. They're very bloody affairs. And that's why, at all costs, we should avoid them. This happens when two sides cannot settle on who runs the country. And when they can't reconcile the matter through elections and the country begins to fall apart. When one side does not accept the election results, we have a countdown to a civil war. What does that sound like to you? Does the fact that the Democrats are rejecting a duly elected Republican president really mean they don't accept the results of an election they didn't win? If so, could we be getting closer to our second civil war? Now, if you're looking out there and you do not see this wide chasm between the Democrats and the Republicans, as we're more ideologically divided now than in any time in modern memory, there's it's like a high school rivalry. There's parts of the country that detests other parts of the country. Coastal elites don't like the flyover country, which is everything on the interior. The blue states despise the red states and vice versa. And, you know, the question can be asked, are we near a point comparable to 1860? Now, modern Democrats hate Trump as much as the Democrats of old hated Lincoln. Democrats repudiated Lincoln for opposing slavery, and modern Democratic leaders are repudiating Lincoln's belief that the government is of the people, for the people, and by the people. So then, as now, the Democrats are on the wrong side of history. The average conservative and the average progressive, we disagree on the vast majority of issues. And in the few cases where we do agree, each, you know, we're not going to support each other because we're getting sort of tribal. And since Democrats can't win the argument with reason and facts, they're going to try to intimidate us into silence. And right now, Trump is their focus. But Trump is the metaphor for the everyday normal American. And that loathing comes down to that level. And the Constitution, of course, plays a central role in the disagreement. On the right are those who believe it in its use as a restraint on government that can only be altered by a very broad consensus through the amendment process. Conservatives believe that natural rights were created by God and that government cannot invent or alter them. And on the left is the those who believe in the living, breathing Constitution. This is a notion that the document is outdated and should change easily. And the main method for doing this would be judicial rulings bypassing Congress and the voters, which brings us to another problem. They just want to make it up as they go along. Up till now, they've had a very broad reach on the left. But now, since Trump's been in power, he's sort of changing the judiciary makeup, and now, not quite so easy. But they have been able to take over schools and indoctrinate our young people. They've taken over nearly all of news and entertainment, and the conservative side, conversely, is lost in these areas because it never fights back with the ruthlessness of the left. So now lawlessness is wreaking across the United States, which the news almost totally ignores, and the same networks that spent 2 years with wall-to-wall coverage to push the Russia collusion hoax are now refusing to report the documented attempt to remove our duly elected president by means of a deep state silent coup. The left overwhelms the courts with legal actions. It's sort of like a DNS thing, but that's straight out of the Cloward and Pippin handbook. Overwhelm the system. In the courts, they're trying to bog them down so that nothing conservative can be accomplished by Trump. And the Democrats will concede nothing without a confrontation. The lefty goons clash and threaten aggression with open immunity. They shout down speakers at colleges, and they block airports and bridges and highways, and they take over college buildings, offices, and state capitals, and they terrorize individuals in their homes. And not only does their violence succeed, but they succeed just by threatening violence, which, by the way, this is also a definition of terrorism. Democrats threaten the peace by advocating programs intended to deny the rights of average people to speak and worship freely and to defend themselves. And never mind that millions of Americans are ready to hazard life and limb to preserve these rights. many of them vowed to do so when we served in the armed forces, yeah. And when push comes to shove, you know, we're not going to shy away from defending our families and our homes and our values and our country. So while leftists liken our behavior, or their behavior rather, to combating tyranny, they're actually the tyrants who combat anyone with whom they disagree. And their socialist agenda is losing ground with the average American, so they're doubling down and assaulting verbally and sometimes physically anyone who opposes them. Why do you think they're so angry, though? Why are they so vulgar? Why do they slander and push the fake label like racist and sexist and homophobe? Why do they engage in emotional outbursts when they're challenged? Why are they violent? And they don't have facts to support their arguments, so they have to resort to intimidation. That's the simple answer. The narrative is designed to keep you in fear, thereby forcing rage and violence. And they want us divided by race and class and religion and political affiliation and more. All they care about is control. They're going to do anything to hold on to it. The poor people, they got to keep poor because they need government assistance. The bigger the government, the more power they possess. When we are in need, we are weak. Divided when we are weak. When we are weak, we do not fight back. When we are united, when we are strong, when we're independent, we think for ourselves and we challenge what we're told to believe. We are in a defining moment, a really dangerous time. In 1859, Americans had no idea of the cataclysm that lay in front of them just a few years later. Nothing is certain, and my hope is that we avoid a similar disaster. The problem here is that these people advocating all of this violence have never met anybody who understands and has perfected violence. Those of us that have toiled in it, that have swam in it, that have realized that violence has a worth. But it should only be used as a last resort, as the very last thing. And defaulting straight to that is suicidal. We may have differences, but America is profoundly good, and we need some sensible corrections that reasonable people can agree upon. And we should hope and pray that these differences that we have do not escalate into a second civil war. More on this when we get back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Gun on me, you tell me I'm a motor. my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Riding heavy today. Riding heavy, kicking the weekend off in a dark way. But this is Gun Owners News Hour. I was talking about the Second Civil War just a second ago, just a little bit ago, and I'm going to hit you with an angle on this one right now. I think it may have begun in its undeclared soft fashion when Barack Obama got out there when he said, "We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America." Most of this country is center-right, and most of this country never considers that America is a place that needs transformation. There's a lot of things that a lot of people change, but few believe the nation needs to be torn down and rebuilt. Obama believed that, but he failed. Now, the left soldiers on in their quest for a new America remade in their own image because of that failure. When Obama went on his World Apology Tour, he wasn't apologizing for America. He was apologizing for Americans. This is the essence of this Second World War. Leftists are demigods who believe they are American, that anyone who does not believe in them cannot lay legitimate claim to this country as their own. In those terms, this war has begun. The opening skirmish was the Obama presidency itself, which history is going to see as a failure despite what the media wants you to believe in the here and the now. He did pass Obamacare and Dodd-Frank. He overregulated and ruled by executive diktat, to great media acclaim, but Obamacare and Dodd-Frank have been whittled away by legislation and judicial rulings, while Trump has prioritized deregulation and reversed many of Obama's illegal executive orders. Now, the war's second battle was the 2016 presidential election, when Hillary Clinton, Obama's chosen successor, lost to a television personality whom very few took seriously as a candidate. And Trump won despite the Obama administration's conspiring with the Clinton campaign to steal the campaign, and has remained as president even as that conspiracy fundamentally transformed into a failed coup attempt to depose him. Trump's presidency has been the third battle, and with his string of successes, this battle is being won, and the second battle is won as well. But despite near universal acrimony and condemnation among the media and the Democrats and everybody on the left, well, what difference at this point does it make, you might ask? Because, you know, Michael Walsh, the eminent Michael Walsh, said of the left, "They never stop. They never sleep. They never quit." Democrats are chipping away at this nation with their policies. This is a war of attrition. And we Americans are being attrited. For example, their open borders policy. Just the other day at Funker Tactical, they released a video of some of the new Sicario groups that are, you know, basically anti-cops that go after the cops from the cartels. And, showed some nice, a nice gunfight where four got killed and five or six got wounded. That's what's on the other side of the border that they want to have, the open border. Their open border policy is effectively importing a new electorate, one guaranteed to vote for them, and parts of which will prey upon you. Left agrees with Obama. There's nothing wrong with America. It's these damn Americans, so they're going to drown the conservative vote with new Democrats. The same with their policy of everything should be free. Why would you vote for somebody who promises equal opportunity when somebody else promises a better outcome? Nuclear winter became global warming, became climate change, became we want total control over everything. The reason why the Democrat candidates for the presidency so quickly signed on to Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal is its promise of comprehensive control over every single aspect of your life. They want to eliminate planes, trains, and automobiles and keep us close to our homes and jobs, or for those unwilling to work in their basement enjoying their universal basic income. Dependent people without mobility are much easier to control. 2020 election looms as the next battle and will be hard fought because Democrats have a myriad of policies that may sound great, but are really about control. And they've always been masters of, letting something go down our leg and telling us that it's raining. And they don't need to trick us into acquiescence, because even should Trump win without a complete reversal by the Democratic Party, a renewed and free media and a return to the principles upon which this nation was founded, this war will continue. And it's only a matter of time before the left once again wins the presidency or the House or the Senate or all three. And when that happens, this civil war is going to go hot, because then they're going to come for our guns. And armed citizenry is a free citizenry, and they can't have that. We are the third most populated nation in the world, with 330 million plus people. We have between 450 and 660 million guns in circulation. Any effort at all that they could possibly consider will mean they have to mobilize our armed forces, city and state police, and the National Guard. And people are not going to turn in their guns, and politicians who think they will do so are being naive. Fighting will begin as the forces of the regime go door to door to try to take them. And many of those empowered to confiscate these weapons won't agree. They're not going to listen. Defections will be common. The regime will become increasingly strident. Many states are going to refuse to comply. So using Democratic-run sanctuary cities as an example of state nullification of federal law, talk of secession will become rife. So the ruling leftists will, of course, be surprised, and orders will be given to the remaining loyalist forces to put down the rebellion. And the death toll around here would be way past the 620,000 people we lost in the first Civil War. To those of you who think it can't happen here, histories are replete with examples of people, places that no longer exist, where people believed it can't happen here. So if you're sitting there and saying it can't happen here, unfortunately, it's already begun. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democrats in the House Oversight Committee are demanding the White House turn over documents related to how the Trump administration handled security clearances for advisors, including Jared Kushner. Democratic Congressman Mark DeSantis of California was asked on CNN if Kushner should be subpoenaed if he doesn't respond.
Of course. I think this is a period where the White House is testing us, but this is the way we are supposed to act.
A New York Times story said that Trump ordered his former chief of staff, John Kelly, to provide Kushner with a clearance. Speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference Lexington, Maryland, White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says the U.S. has gone from pessimism to optimism due to the current administration.
He has ended the war on business. He has ended the war on energy. He has ended the war on success.
Major chain stores Gap, JCPenney, Victoria's Secret, and Foot Locker all announced massive closures totaling more than 465 stores over the past 48 hours. That'll bring the number of planned store closures this year to well over 4,500. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Today, I was just thinking, wow, what a bipolar roller coaster this one's going to be. But hey, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Let's get away from what's happening in the background. Let's talk about some things that are happening out there with one part that I don't, well, at least here, I've never paid a lot of attention to. I have a lot of friends that are hunters, and I've been invited to on many elk hunts to that end. I actually have a rifle that I put together for this, but I've been reading some things, and I'm a little concerned with it. To this end, I'm actually involved in a project we're calling the Grizzly Gun. We'll talk about that later. When you're trying to determine the efficacy of guns and bear spray in stopping a bear attack, one of the issues is how to decide if an incident should be included in that database. See, a lot of elk hunts are actually dinner bells for grizzly bears. Now, one of the selection criteria should be an incident should only be included if the bear spray was actually sprayed or if a shot were actually fired. And I'm going to give you a couple examples of incidents that should not be included in the statistics of the efficacy of either bear spray or guns. And the first is an example of when bear spray was available, but it wasn't used. 23 July 2011, a group of seven young men were attacked by a grizzly bear. They carried bear spray, but in the speed and chaos of the attack, no one used it. Three of the young men, two aged 17, one 16, were seriously injured. One was injured, but it was released from the hospital the same day, and that was Victor Martin, who kicked the bear in the face when it grabbed his leg. from AsSpentTimes.com reports, the attack Saturday night in the Talkeetna Mountains north of Anchorage came as the group was nearing the end of a 30-day course to learn how to survive in the backcountry. Teens were at the stage of the course where they could try out their skills without adults around. Authorities believe the bear was aggressive because it was with its cub. Nobody saw the cub. The group was hiking through the bushes, and they got so thick they decided to wade through a river, walking in single file. And around the bend in the river, Joshua Berg, 17, of New York City, New York, began yelling, "Bear! Bear!" And the bear took him down first. The animal made angry snarling noises as it attacked. It was so sudden there was no time to pull out their bear deterrent spray, and no one had a gun. Young Mr. Berg, badly wounded, called for someone to set off the personal locator beacon they carried for emergencies. One student said that he tried to activate the emergency beacon, believing the bear had gone, but it came back and attacked him. Patricia Allier, the mother of another injured student, Noah Allier, 16, of Albuquerque, New Mexico, said her son initially tried to activate the beacon, but the bear came back. Some of the students were in denial during the attack, believing it was not really happening. And that's actually a sort of a common response from people who have not played what-if games about such situations. Other students were said to have waved their arms and shouted in an attempt to drive off the bear. Two of the young men had bear spray in their packs. This is not a failure of bear spray because no one employed any bear spray. The bear spray in their packs was never used. And then there was a bear attack where a handgun, a .44 Magnum revolver, was available, but it was not fired. 25 September 2016, a bow hunter in Montana was attacked by a grizzly bear. He had a .44 Magnum with him, but he did not use it during the attack. And like the bear spray in the first incident, the revolver was in his pack. The bear let the hunter go after her cubs got about 40 yards away. And the guy who was attacked, he said that bear didn't even give like a courtesy look back, just rolled off, walked off, and walked away as if nothing happened. This gave him the break that he needed to pull out his .44 Magnum, and which he had tucked into his backpack before the encounter. And he said, "That's about what cost me my life, was doing that. If he'd had the handgun handy, attached to his backpack hip belt in the hunt. Well, he had it that way, but he took it off because it was in the way." Which is a common theme I hear from hunters. He said, "It's a mistake I'm never going to make up again. After she got off me, that's when I pulled my pistol out of my pack. I cocked it back and I had a choice. I could either shoot her and possibly wound her and have her come back and finish me off, or just let her go." He just let her go. This is not a defensive pistol failure here. The pistol was there, but it was never fired. All weapons used to defend from bear attacks will not work if they're not used. This applies to rifles and shotguns and handguns, bear spray, knives, hands, feet, everything. So it makes no sense to classify a bear attack as a failure of defensive weaponry if the weapon is ever used. A rifle slung on the shoulder with no round in the chamber is as difficult to bring into play as a can of bear spray in a pack. Now, they have done a study called The Efficacy of Bear Deterrent Spray in Alaska, if you're attacked, being attacked by a bear and defending the bear against the bear and killing the bear is a pain. Because if you kill the bear, you have to harvest the bear. If you're out just, on a hike, you've got your camera out, you're out there, and you're like, "Well, I'm going to go out here today and commune with nature." And you come around a corner and a grizzly is there with cubs and you have to kill the grizzly. By law, you have to dress that bear out and harvest the bear. Otherwise, you are breaking the law. But anyway, in the efficacy of bear spray, of all persons carrying sprays, 98% were uninjured by bears in close range encounters. I guess that has to do with with the fact that they actually got to spray the bears. There are multitudes of people in Alaska who have not been injured by bears in close-range encounters while carrying guns. And that would be the appropriate comparison to the 98% figure and the bear spray study, but it would also be silly. From the bear spray study, we collected bear spray incident reports from 1985 to 2006 from state and federal agencies, newspaper accounts, and anecdotally. So merely carrying a defensive tool is not a reasonable measure of how effective it is. You know, of the 83 incidents in the deterrent spray study, only 72 actually sprayed bear spray at bears. And of those, only 25 of the bears were classified as aggressive. 3 people were injured, none severely. In the study done on the efficacy of firearms, people were injured in 56% of the incidents. Firearms were not fired in 40 of the 269 incidents selected for the study. And they found no statistical difference in cases where the firearm was fired or not. No anecdotal accounts were included. The authors noted their selection bias. The selection bias included overselection of cases where people were injured while possessing firearms in a bear-human conflict. I'll tell you about the grizzly gun in just a second. So it's not surprising that a higher percentage of people were injured in the study that biases the selection of data toward cases where people are injured. That's just the way that works. If you're out there looking for that, you're going to find it. The grizzly gun is a gun that we're designing. It's going to be a 10mm. Ace Firearms is doing it for me. We're going to get a chest rig to carry across my chest. It's going to be in a sort of an angle to where I pop it up. It's going to be like a, you know, sort of like a shoulder holster, except it's going to be across my chest because I'm going to be out there, and I'm going to have a scout rifle as my primary weapon. But I'm going to have that with 2 spare magazines, and I'm going to have it loaded, you know, for bear. And then I guess I'll go out on that hunt. So those of you that are hunters, when you're out there hunting elk, just remember somebody else likes elk too. And they might be watching you. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Somewhere they're speaking, it's already coming in. Oh, and it's rising at the back of your mind. You never could get in unless you were fed in.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey little cookie, take a walk my way.
Let's have one more chat, shall we?
Yes, let's.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. Let me give you a, let me read you an excerpt from Atlas Shrugged, 1957. Do you really think we want those, we wanted those laws observed, said Dr. Ferris. We want them to be broken. You better get it straight that it's not a bunch of Boy Scouts you're up against. We're after power. And we mean it. There's no way to rule innocent men. The only power any government has is the power to crack down on criminals. And when there aren't enough criminals, one makes them. One declares so many things to be a crime that it becomes impossible for men to live without breaking laws. Who wants a nation of law-abiding citizens? What's there in that for anyone? But just pass the kind of laws that can neither be observed nor enforced nor objectively interpreted, and you create a nation of lawbreakers, and then you cash in on guilt. That's the system, Mr. Reardon. That's the game. And once you understand it, you'll be much easier to deal with. Recently, a U.S. Coast Guard lieutenant, now that's the quote, that was from the book, but recently a U.S. Coast Guard lieutenant has been, a self-identified white nationalist, has been accused of planning a terrorist attack, specifically targeting leftist politicians, according to government investigators. One inevitable outcome of findings to close in the prosecutor's indictment of this alleged terrorist is that the Democrats and their media and Hollywood shills are frantically, desperately scrambling to substantially expand their current cadre of grim-faced, heavily armed security guards. All openly toting semi-automatic pistols, equipped with those deplorable, detachable, maximum-capacity magazines, as well as those dadgum semi-automatic assault rifles, also equipped with those attachable, maximum, high-cap magazines. And yet, these are the same weapons that the exact same politicians fanatically insist none of us mere mortals be allowed to privately keep nor bear for the exact same reason. Are you confused yet? Well, you wouldn't be if you were conversant with history. And what we're witnessing here is merely SOP in the military. We were constantly bombarded with SOP, standard operating procedure, And for this is the SOP for the modern-day Marxist commissars. Obediently following the lead of their Stalinist, Trotskyist heroes of the 20th century Soviet Union. Guns for me, but not for me, or for thee, excuse me, is their favorite motivational hymn. In the 80s, right after I got to Europe, there was a song called Der Kommissar. And one of the chorus was, don't turn around, oh, Der Kommissar is in town, oh, you're in his eye and you know why, the more you live, the faster you will die. Now, this wasn't some lyrical masterpiece that some guy put together. No, that was a song based upon history. Now, if you're still under the impression that gun control is about giving law enforcement the tools to target violent criminals, you should think again. At a February 12th hearing concerning a Nevada Senate Bill 143 that criminalizes the private transfer of firearms, attorney for Michael Bloomberg's Everytown for Gun Safety, William Rosen, made clear that gun control is about creating more servile, law-abiding gun owners. He was asked by State Assemblyman Tom Roberts, who was a lawman for 34 years, he said, I'm really concerned about the people that don't follow the bill, follow the law that you're intending to pass here. How's law enforcement supposed to enforce this in the field? Say you're not a prohibited person, but they still don't abide by the transfer process. They just sell it like they've been doing at a gun show or whatever. How's law enforcement supposed to investigate that and prosecute those cases? During his response, Rosen explained, the ultimate goal of this type of legislation is to not put people in jail, but rather to create a culture of compliance where law-abiding gun sellers require background checks. Now, if you remember, Eric Swellhead, he was in an interview with Tucker Carlson, and Tucker Carlson was saying, well, they're not going to come, people are not going to let the guns go, and Eric Swalwell said, well, but people are law-abiding, Tucker. They're law-abiding. That's what they're counting on. You being law-abiding. February 15th, Governor Steve Sisolak of Nevada signed SB 143 into law. So Rosen gave the incorrect impression that the legislation merely restricts private gun sales. And in truth, the legislation criminalizes all firearms transfers that do not meet a narrow set of exemptions. A la Atlas Shrugged, right? Second, Rosen revealed a foundational truth about the gun control movement. A given piece of gun control legislation is never about any public safety thing. We don't care if there's a public safety benefit. It's about acclimating you to further restrictions on our rights and setting the stage for further firearms control. Yeah. The bump stock ban. Well, you know, let's start with that. The bump stock ban is to get you used to things being banned. Now, we had an assault weapon ban in 1994, but they allowed the existing assault weapons to be grandfathered in. And then anybody that bought an assault weapon from 1994 to 2004 bought a cosmetically diminished rifle that met the criteria for not being an assault weapon. The problem is that guns are like durable goods. You know, they're really durable goods. I've got this shotgun that I just refurbished, 40 years old. And, you know, I basically just gave it another stock and a nice coat of paint and made sure everything was polished back up again. And it's going, and it's as dangerous as it can be. So now you see this thing with the bump stock ban, where not only are they not going to be, they're not going to be grandfathered, they've got to be destroyed. Same thing in New Jersey with their handgun ban. They're not grandfathered. They got to be destroyed or turned around or taken. The National Council to Control Handguns, which is now the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, Chairman Nelson T. Peach Shield explained this strategy in 1976 when he told The New Yorker, I'm convinced that we have to have federal legislation to build on. And we're going to have to take one step at a time. And the first step is necessarily, given the political reality, is going to be very modest. But for Shields, the final goal was a complete handgun ban. And he explained to the magazine, right now, though, we'll be satisfied not with half a loaf, but with a slice. Our ultimate goal, total control of handguns in the United States, is going to take time. So SB 143 in Nevada is not going to be to target criminal violence. The data has, this has already been tested. The data shows that this is not going to work. So 2013 Department of Justice, National Institute of Justice memo determined that universal background checks would not be effective absent further severe gun control measures and efforts to combat straw purchasing. That's a registry. By the way, they'd actually have to prosecute people who are straw purchasers. 2018 survey of gun research by the RAND Corporation found that evidence of the effect of private seller background checks on firearm homicides is inconclusive, which is a nice way of saying we couldn't find anything to corroborate this. We don't think that's actually a thing, so we better not talk about that. Recent release survey of state and federal inmates found that their most common source of firearms was off-the-street underground market slash, or you could say illegal sources. That includes markets for stolen goods, middlemen for stolen goods, criminals or criminal enterprises, or individuals or groups involved in the sales of illegal drugs. Now, the enactment of SB 143 is an unfortunate setback, and it's not about your safety. It's never been about your safety. We just want you to be compliant. We're going to put so many things in your way to having this item, to being a gun owner, that we're going to make it so restrictive, and the way you stay above the law is going to be so impossible to follow, we're going to make you all criminals. You're either going to give in, or we're going to kill you. And this is the game of gun control. So while I've been sitting here, and I've been taking you down these dark paths, except for talking about the grizzly bears, bear in mind that this is all interwoven into one tapestry. Total control over you, total control over your way of life. That means your kids, your car, everything you own. They want it all. Think about that in the coming week. We may have homework. Between now and then, keep your heads up. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.